How many Xboxes have you been through so far?
One Red Ring and one Stolen, and now the one I'm on now, so three.
Okay.
How about you?
I'm trying to think, is it three or four?
You just had a Red Ring. No, you had a hard disk drive failure, a Red Ring, and now your new one. So we're both on our third one.
Didn't I have a Red Ring before my disk hard drive failure?
I think the two coincided or something. No.
Was I it? Think I did, but they fixed it. Right?
And
they
said, oh, so you're on number four.
I might be on number four. God damn it. Podcast for October 22nd, 2010. This is Mike Minotti, and I'm joined by my brother, Ajguy.
Yo.
And, Ajguy, how you feeling today?
Pretty good.
All right, you got our news?
I do.
All right, so we got the news, then we're going to go straight from that into Let's Go Topical. Then we'll talk about our games we've been playing this week, which I'm sure there's a bevy of, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then we'll do the releases and everything. So let's get going on the news. Let's get this show on the road. And
okay, I couldn't figure out which one was the bigger top story, so I went with the most recent, which literally just happened. The announcement of Diablo 3's fifth and final class, the Witch Hunter.
That's a pretty cool-looking class.
I'm excited. Chris already shotgunned it. Did you get his text message?
That's what that meant.
Yes.
I got this text message before I saw the thing.
Right, I did too. So I got that. I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I know what they're doing.
Man, that makes so much more sense now, because I got this text message that said, Shotgun Demon Hunter.
Yes, me too.
To me, that was gibberish. I was like, what? Well,
but, you know, that joins the Barbarian, Witch Doctor, Wizard, and Monk. And I probably wanted to play a Wizard anyway, so.
Oh, damn it!
Ha-ha! You all heard it here on the show.
Okay, here's my question. What's the Paladin successor?
I think it's the monk.
But the monk doesn't have, like, buffs and stuff, does he?
I forget. Maybe.
You know, it's kind of weird, now that we're here, that Barbarian is the only one that's been carried over.
I think a lot of people were expecting, like, the Amazon to come back or something like that. I mean, looking at the video they released, it's a part cinematic, part gameplay trailer. It's really cool. She has some really cool-looking abilities.
But it's like, if they kind of, like, slightly retooled every other class, why not the Barbarian? Why not go out and name him, like, the Giant Killer or something?
Yeah, if ain't broke, don't fix it. He was very popular.
What's that? Yeah, I'm sure the other ones are popular, too. The trailer was kind of cool. I'm still getting a little sick of Blizzard's bad writing.
Nah.
If you would. Like, there's like a Matrix line moment, like, you know, I had no choice. You always have a choice. We just answer somebody's statement by phrasing it into a question. No, somebody's, you know, you kind of turn it back on them.
Yes.
But you know what I mean. A lot of cliches and stuff. But yeah, definitely a cool-looking class.
Yeah, alright.
I have no big objections.
Alright, this is probably the story that has you more plus than anybody else.
Mm.
We have the announcement from a Level 5 event that there is going to be Phoenix Wright versus Professor Layton.
It's very nice. I've had, like, a few days to calm down, at least, though.
Yeah. Now, I was at work early one morning, and I was able to be on Twitter, and I saw this announcement go up from Mark McDonald, who was at the event on Twitter, and I knew you weren't awake. I was like, oh god, when Mike sees this, he might pee a little.
It was true.
But basically, it is a game with, you know, the art's being done by Level 5, the story's being done by the guy who's done all the Phoenix Wright stories so far. There'll be a cross of, like, puzzle solving and crime scene investigation. The conceit is Layton is saying some young woman is a witch and Phoenix Wright is her defense attorney. And together they must work to stop this guy who apparently whatever he writes becomes reality. And, you know, hijinks will ensue. It looks freaking awesome.
Oh, because it's animated like the Professor Layton cutscenes, which have always been gorgeous. So, you know, now you have, like, Phoenix Wright in these hand-drawn, fully animated scenes with voice acting and everything. Oh, man. Plus, like, the whole setting is this kind of medieval town. It all looks very good.
Yes. It's just, like, of all the things I would have thought to happen, like, now it seems so obvious, but I never considered that before.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Someone thought of it, though. They deserve kudos.
Yes. Okay, so good for that. Next. They've announced a very strange retail release for Red Dead Redemption. On a standalone disc, you were able to get all of the so far released DLC and the free roam. So it's basically the game, like everything released for the game except for the single player story. I'm not entirely sure I see the purpose behind this, because, like, you know, a lot of times, like, these disc DLC things are like, if you don't have access to the internet, you can't download it, so you can buy it. But pretty much all of the DLC except the Undead Nightmare thing is multiplayer.
Right.
I mean, it's $30, so I guess, like, you sold it, and now you decided you want it back for this DLC and stuff. That's an option for you.
I guess. I also don't see too much of a point.
Yeah. Oh, well. Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, right. Yeah. Apparently not doing very well.
No.
Refuse, anyways.
Well, even Square Enix seems to recognize that, because they've extended everybody's free 30 days to free 60 days as they continue to try to patch the game.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's kind of an admission of defeat right there.
Right, that's not good. Not a
See, here's my question. I mean, we both played it a little bit, and we both, within that little bit of time we played it, decided the game was shit.
Well, it didn't work for me.
Oh, that's right. You couldn't get it to start.
Right.
Yeah, and I just absolutely hated it. Based on what you know of it, does it even seem like this is something that can be patched and fixed, or is it just fundamental problems with the design?
It seems fundamentally kind of... the biggest problem to me is that most of the quests in the game don't have any sort of story or text to go along with them. They are literally just tasks that you do. Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame, because I thought the best thing about the game was when you did hit story segments, how, like, your character was integrated into these real-time cutscenes, and they all look nice.
The trade-off with that is that you can't have very many of those then, because they look too good. So
I just really feel like they rushed this game, and I don't know why. Like, it seems to me like, I mean, it's not, like, the PS3 version is not even ready until February, at least. It'll probably get delayed, I bet. But it's like, it feels like they wanted to get it out before Cataclysm, but it's still too close. Like, you're close enough to Cataclysm that people will wait at this point.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to invest $50 into a copy of Final Fantasy XIV, plus it would have been 2 months, now a month's worth of game time, only to cancel it when Cataclysm comes out.
Honestly, it sounds like this game needed at least another year of development.
I agree. I think it would have been better off.
It would have been much better
it
off.
It would have had less competition, like maybe Tor, if that comes out at the end of next year.
You want to compete with Tor much more than you want to compete with World of Warcraft.
Right. At least at that point, you're the established franchise. I mean, I know there's Star Wars Galaxies, but
yeah,
The whole thing baffles me. And I was telling you, the one thing I found out about the game, and this explained a lot of the, like, lagginess I was experiencing. Every action in the UI has to be server authenticated, which doesn't even mean, like, picking your attacks, but, like, opening a bag or rearranging your inventory or talking to someone. It all has to go through the server.
Right. Yeah.
That's just so asinine to me.
Yeah. Well, it's just Japanese developers just don't seem to quite get online gaming very well, don't they?
No, it's a shame.
It's not quite getting it.
All right, well, we were talking last week about how Gran Turismo 5 was delayed yet again. We were wondering why that could be. Someone may have stumbled upon a very real reason why that may have happened. This actually makes a lot of sense. As we all know, the Sony firmware 3.41 had been jailbroken, or whatever you want to call it, with a, like, USB key. And now they patched up to 3.5, and that's all fine. Well, apparently, not wanting GT5 to be, you know, rampantly pirated, they mandated that it had to include SDK 3.5.0. But the problem was, they made that decision so late that they couldn't reschedule time in Blu-ray manufacturing plants to make the game's release.
Okay. I don't quite... You said a lot of confusing words there.
Basically, they had to reprint the game to have the newest version of the PS3 firmware so it couldn't get hacked as easily.
Okay, I get you.
But as a result, you know, there's only so many Blu-ray manufacturing plants, they couldn't just schedule it to get printed in time.
I guess. Do you think that
was a wise trade-off?
Sure. People are going to go buy the game whenever it comes out. It's not coming out this holiday, though, is it?
Well, no, they still say holiday, but that could mean January.
Okay, well, if it's after Christmas, it won't be worth it.
Right.
So we'll see.
Okay. Good news for those of you excited about Kinect. Microsoft has confirmed that they have, in fact, updated some of the Kinect algorithms to detect people sitting down, which apparently was something the Kinect had a hard time doing.
I told you this once, and you called me a liar.
What?
When I said this.
Said what?
That Kinect couldn't see people sitting down.
Yeah, no, what I said was Microsoft said they were going to fix it, and look, they did.
No, that's not what you said. You said, oh my god. Whatever, just move on. I don't even want to get into this with you.
Fine. In addition to Netflix being discless on the PS3, it's also discless on the Wii, of all places, too. So you could download a Netflix channel.
Wonderful.
Have you tried Netflix on...
No, I have not.
I tried on the PS3.
Oh, I always
nice.
Use yours, don't worry.
I like the interface. Yeah, I know, you freeloader.
Why wouldn't I? Anyways, next.
Anyway. Fallout New Vegas, which we'll talk more about later.
No, we won't.
They have announced that
joking.
The first wave of DLC will be Xbox exclusive, kind of like it was in Fallout 3.
At least they announced this like right before the game went on sale.
Yeah, so you could plan accordingly.
Yeah. So.
Also, in further news, patches have already been released so far for the PC and 360 versions to fix a lot of the bugs. Some of the more notable ones were like the first guy's head would spin
right.
around.
Oh my gosh, a patch for a game released in the modern era to fix bugs? I don't believe this.
Yeah, I mean, I realize this sounds like me being a complete apologist for this game, and I am, because I love the Fallout and Elder Scrolls games. But I expected this game to be buggy as
well,
shit. Like, I'm not surprised by this.
This game's bugs are a topic, and let's go topical. So.
Okay, well, we'll save that then. Mm-hmm. Civ 5 has gotten a bunch of announcements. First of all, we have news of the first DLC for the game. The Mongols, led by Genghis Khan, and the Babylonians, led by Nebuchadnezzar II. The Nebuchadnezzar II was actually included for people who got the Digital Deluxe off of Steam. And so now if you didn't get that and you wanted it, it's $5. So there you go. The Genghis Khan DLC is being released for free as a thank you to everybody. So yay for that.
As a thank you to everybody. Okay, whatever. Yeah. As an incentive to everybody, you know,
yeah.
We'll call it what we want to call it.
They've also confirmed the Mac version coming from Aspyr. What they have not confirmed is if you bought it on the PC on Steam, do you have to rebuy it on the Mac? I would assume not, but since the fact that you think they'd just say it if they were.
Right, yeah, you never know.
I mean, it uses Steamworks. It has to be on Steam. Like, this would be kind of dick of them if they didn't.
We'll see.
Yep. There were some Halo Reach multiplayer playlist tweaks that are now live. Do you want the full list or do you just want some highlights?
Highlights, please.
Okay. The big thing really is that they just removed and some game modes, gave us two new playlists, Living Dead and Team Snipers, so you don't have to keep playing like Infection and stuff like that if
yeah.
you don't like it. The big takeaway I have from it is there's two new Forge World maps, which really like when you look at like the Forge World maps in the game, they're really substantial maps, just as anything else. We basically got two free maps.
Yeah, pretty much.
And what's cool is the one map is actually designed by a player.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
Bungie thought so highly of it, they put it in. I looked at like the flyby of it; it's really good.
I messed around with Forge World once and decided that it would take way too long to make anything and stopped.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was cool it's though. I'm glad it's there. Like, I'm
right.
sure I could make something.
Yes.
I just choose not to.
I wish there was some better documentation for it. Like, I was trying to make a one-flag CTF map, and I could not figure out how to, like, place the flag and
mm-hmm.
say it is a one-flag CTF map and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm sure.
We need to play more Halos.
I agree.
I haven't played much with you, I feel like.
Yeah, it's true.
Next,
Super Meat Boy is, quote, on sale for its launch. It'll go up to $15 after November 21st, but for now it's $10.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is Super Meat Boy?
We'll talk about that later, too.
Okay, because I hear a lot about it, but I actually don't know what it is.
I did, too, and like I kind of kept myself in the dark about it, I guess. Not so much on purpose, just kind of did. We'll talk about it later.
Okie dokie.
Xbox.com is getting a bunch of updates. The whole site relaunched. It has, like, you could do the avatar editor from the site now and all this stuff. They've also said it's going to... have PC to Windows Phone 7 multiplayer abilities, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Hmm.
Didn't really go into a ton of detail about it, but it could be fun. The next thing we have is the long-awaited online co-op patch for Lara Croft coming to Xbox Live Arcade next week.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you feel like it's too late?
Maybe. I don't know. That game sold pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah, but I feel like I don't know.
It might get people back. It's hard to say. I don't know. Who knows what their strategy was? So it's hard to even say if it'll work.
Right. Then we have Xbox Live Silver being renamed to Xbox Live Free Membership.
That's kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, I think it helps kind of clarify
more
things.
Like Silver Turd. Okay. But, you know, I feel like they're being more honest. Yeah. Silver's still kind of... Unless you
sounded
immediately,
like something good.
Unless you just immediately associate silver as a step below gold.
Right.
Right. Then it's like, well, that's silver. That's good.
That's second place. The Olympics.
Yeah, so much.
You want to buy a PlayStation 2?
No, but if I wanted to, I'd get a copy of the Toy Story 3 DVD.
No, it's not the DVD. It's the game.
Oh. I feel like the DVD also was going with it.
I don't know. It's $99.
Maybe
I just think it's kind of funny that in 2010, we're still getting new PS2 bundles.
Why not?
Yes, yes. Another new bundle is the Red Wii coming. This is also to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Super Mario Brothers, but ours is not nearly as awesome as the one in Japan. $199.99 gets you a Red Wii with a Red Wiimote Plus, which has the Wii Motion Plus built into it, new Super Mario Brothers Wii, and Wii Sports Resort.
Why are they so hesitant to bring over that Mario All-Stars thing here?
Yeah, I know. We're not getting that, and we're not getting that hacked version of Super Mario Brothers that was, like, it pre-installed on the Red Wiis in Japan.
Like, what are they worried about? Like, do they think we won't buy it?
I don't know.
It can't be that hard to make. Whatever.
It's silly. There's also a Red DSi XL that'll have Mario Kart and, like, a bunch of DSiWare installed on it. So.
Mario Kart's a pretty old game at this point.
Still retails for $34.99.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
It's a five-year-old game.
Mm-hmm.
What else is a five-year-old game right now? Perfect Dark Zero?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So, some updates from the Man Economy front of Team Fortress 2. A lot of those items, as you may know, were actually user-created, and Valve promised the users, you know, a cut of the profits. One guy made $47,000 in, like, 2 months.
$47,000. Not a hundred. Not 4,700.
47,000. As in 47 followed by a comma and three zeros.
I need to make some items for Team Fortress 2.
I know, right?
Jesus. Shit. How do you exactly make items for Team Fortress 2? How does that work?
I think they, like, submitted designs and then, like, there's, like, a contest and Valve picked the top ones.
Right.
I forget. That was a while ago, I feel
Man.
Like.
Man, yeah, it was. Whoa.
So good for those people.
Yeah, guess so. You win.
Yes. And my final story here is Microsoft is some kind of reboot and store for the Games for Windows Marketplace, making it kind of web-based, and they're going after Amazon and Steam.
Hey, what happened?
Sorry.
What happened to that Microsoft arcade room thing?
Oh, the developers of that were rumored to have closed.
Not much ever came of that.
I feel like once it happened, like, the first game update got canceled or delayed, and then I don't even know how many, like if there were any updates, I sure didn't hear about them. I know
right.
Pete really liked it, because he's kind of a leaderboard high score nut.
Right, but...
I just feel the whole problem with that is everything was way too expensive.
Right.
If the price of everything would have been cut, like, even in half, and there wasn't, like, a premium fee to have it go back and forth between PC and 360, that had a much better shot at success. That was dead in the water.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, then. Guess we can go topical now.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, don't we quiz now?
I said I didn't have a quiz. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
And I asked you to make one, and you said no.
Well, I was doing stuff.
So now that you expose us for, you know, this, instead of just moving on, you know, politely and with dignity, here's the let's go topical sans quiz before it. First one. Out of Rock Band 3, Fable 3, and Force Unleashed 2, what is your first purchase?
Rock Band 3.
Rock Band 3. What are you getting any bundle?
If I'm reading the Best Buy ad for next week correctly, they're not getting a Rock Band 3 and keyboard bundle. But if you buy the two together, you get a $15 gift card.
I'm sorry. I still don't understand how you can muster any excitement for this anymore.
Oh, I'm stoked. Are you kidding me?
I can't give a shit. No, They announced
a dozen Billy Joel songs coming as DLC
so
in December.
What?
I want to play Piano Man.
Everybody's on there now.
I want to play Piano Man.
All right. Then you will.
Okay.
Have you really not... are you really not dead to, like... Like, are you really still excited about seeing songs on there that you like? Like, oh, I'll play this song on here once.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, then, see, let me continue my rationale here, too. I mean, Fallout New Vegas came out this week. I'm not going to be done with it by Tuesday.
Right.
So there's really no point to rush out and buy another single-player RPG when I have a single-player RPG that I will be actively playing.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I beat Fallout, then, yeah, I'll go out and buy Fable, probably.
What about Force?
Rental. I mean, I beat the original game in one overnight gaming marathon session. I'll do it again if I have to.
All right, then.
But yeah, I am going to do the keyboard with the game. Because I want to, if I get a pro guitar, I want, like, the real guitar. And I don't think they still haven't announced a date for that yet.
This game, Rock Band 3, is getting good reviews again.
Yeah, people say it's awesome.
I bet it's very Rock Bandy. What do they like about it? I haven't actually read any of them.
Well, just like, I mean, everyone really likes the keyboards. People seem high on the pro mode. You know, they're just happy to see, like, you know, the three-part harmonies and just, like, a lot of minor tweaks. Like, some things that, granted, happened with the last Guitar Hero, but there wasn't really a Rock Band last year. Little things like the drop-in, drop-out, the countdown when you unpause the game, shit like that.
I feel like that countdown's been around for a long time.
It came with Guitar Hero World Tour, I think.
That came out the same year as Rock Band 2, right?
Right.
Okay. Next.
What are you getting?
I'm probably not getting any, just because I have Fallout right now.
Exactly, see?
If I was to get one, I think I'd actually get Force Unleashed, actually.
Like I said, I don't understand, because that's a game that's like, you know, you play some slow, plotting Fallout, and then you want something action-packed, so you go to Force Unleashed.
I'll get these other ones. Well, I may not get Rock Band 3 just because Chris will have it, and I can just play it there.
Right.
But, you know. Next. Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright will never be able to meet its high expectations.
To the average person or to you?
To someone like me.
No, I mean, it's going to have, like I said, the story's written by the Phoenix Wright guy. So, I mean, it's story-wise the next Phoenix Wright game. But in addition to all the court drama and crime scene solving, you're going to have some Professor Layton puzzles thrown in. Like, what's not to like? And I mean, how is it hard to hit that, really?
Well, when you look at that trailer, what's awesome about it?
The art style.
Right, it's the art style and these cutscenes. But there's going to be a lot of game in there. Presumably, the game will be a lot more talking heads. You know, like the whole game is not going to be a movie, basically.
Well, right. I mean, I know that. Do you?
Yeah, I do. You seem very condescending in answering this question.
No, I just...
I'm not saying it will meet high expectations.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it will, and I think people's expectations of it are pretty realistic, but high. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
One thing I kind of realized when I was playing the new Professor Layton game was that as much... And I love Professor Layton, but my least favorite thing to do in it is solving their math problems and stuff like that.
Right.
Like...
So, like, you're really hoping for the Layton movie to get localized.
Right. Like, I almost think to myself, would I really mind if this was just a movie?
Right.
You know? Like, maybe not. Maybe that wouldn't be so terrible. But then, anyways, so you say no. Next. You are overlooking Costume Quest.
Only because I already got my Xbox Live Arcade game this week in Super Meat Boy. I'll get to it.
So you're overlooking it.
I'm on purpose.
Well, okay, I mean. But still. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just chose one game over it, and I'll get to it next. Okay, fine, then yes, I am.
Why?
Again, Super Meat Boy was getting incredible reviews and hype and everything, and it's cheaper.
Oh, okay then. Do you feel like you had to get Costume Quest before Halloween, though, to appreciate it?
Yeah, that like crossed my mind. I was like, that's silly. It'll still be a game.
All right, have you seen the Sonic Fan Remix?
Yes, haven't played it yet.
All right. Sonic Fan Remix looks better than Sonic 4.
I guess. I like that it uses the old Sonic design.
Yeah, that's true.
The problem is, neither of them compare favorably to that one. It was like, it's not like an actual game. It was just like a pre-rendered.
Yeah, well, okay,
thing,
but we're talking about
Sonic and Knuckles. See, that's what I want now.
We're talking
like
about
I've been
real
spoiled.
Games. Well, it was cool though the way how like things are happening in the background. Like you see that Robotnik.
Yeah, like the giant like Eggman Robotnik thing in the background and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of concerning that a bunch of fans made something that kind of looks more impressive than, you know, the actual Sega products.
Right. Well, again, like you were playing Sonic the Hedgehog on your Wii while we were killing time this weekend, and you were in the one level, and we realized it was literally Lost Ruins from Sonic 4, like, or Lost Labyrinth, or whatever it's called. Like, we knew in our head it was homage, but then we saw it, and we're like, oh my god, this is just ripped off.
Right. So Sonic Fan Remix might win.
Possibly, yeah.
Alright, next. Fallout New Vegas' bugs are being over-reported.
Maybe. I mean, here's the thing. I haven't seen any yet. I don't doubt they exist. We've seen the videos. But like we were saying before, I knew this game was going to be buggy. Because here's the thing. The game has two things going against it. A, it is really old tech. I mean, this is the engine that powered Oblivion, and it was buggy back then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same engine with a much more ambitious game. So, you know, a person's typing on a keyboard that's not there. Does that really affect the game? No. Is it weird to see? Yeah. Could they have fixed it? Maybe. But, like, I'm not going to cry and complain too much about it, especially since, you know, they are fixing this stuff as it's coming out. It's like Obsidian issued a statement. They're like, yes, we know there's bugs. We try to do our best with it, but like even with a team of 300 people bug testing this game for a year, you're not going to find every bug. It's just a huge game. We did our best, and we'll continue to fix it. We're sorry, and you know we'll do what we can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I just feel like we're getting like almost a video and a blog post every time somebody finds some new bug in the game.
Well,
but
yeah,
you got to get over it eventually.
Right. I mean, if there was a bug in like a bug in Call of Duty, which is a very linear game, the same thing happens every time, and in that game, like a character didn't walk out a door and it didn't trigger the next event and you couldn't go forward, that's a problem. But like I said, that's a linear game. It's very easily repeated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a different beast.
All right, then. Ready for the last one?
Yes.
Mega Man Legend 3's design by a popular vote strategy might hurt the overall game.
Probably.
Not a fan of designing by committee?
No, because committees are usually wrong. Here's the thing.
Democracy, Edge guy.
The only people participating in this are those people who've been screaming for a new Mega Man Legend game for years and years.
Now, what's wrong with that?
They don't know what they want. because in that time, they have created in their head what Mega Man Legend's going to be, and it's probably at this point completely unrealistic, and B, really hardcore. Now, character design choices, whatever, but if it gets down to, like, game design choices, like, should there be, like, an oxygen meter for when you're spelunking into caves, they'd probably say yes.
I don't see why game designers can't make these decisions, though.
Exactly. Exactly.
Why can't you pick, even for just like the, you know, character design, why can't you just pick what you think would best fit the character you're writing for or whatever?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to matter too much for this particular game because it's not like it's going to have a broad audience appeal anyway.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just, I don't know.
It's like, what if you know, Naughty Dog came up to you and said, look, we're making Uncharted 3. Like, you're like, oh, that's cool. Then they, like, give you five pictures of, like, girls. Like, which one of these do you think should be the new female?
My answer then would be, like, look, you guys made Uncharted 2. You obviously know what you're doing.
Right.
You pick one.
Yeah. Like, which one do you, I don't know, which one do you guys like?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking to me for? This is my job. I don't know. Something about it is weird to me, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't think Goodwill. I know what they're doing. Like, oh, we're letting
our
fans.
Stunt.
Yeah, we're letting our fans design the game. Yeah, okay. Sure. We'll see how that goes. All right, that's it for that. Hope you had fun.
Okay.
All right, so I guess we should talk about New Vegas.
Indeed. Let's.
I don't have much to say because after I got the first achievement, like, from, like, basically designing my character and picking my stats, I pushed
Let's tell this story from the beginning, because it's a great story.
Is it a good story?
So one morning, I wake up. I received a text message around 1 a.m., so I'd already gone to bed. And it starts with my name. The text message actually says AJ, comma.
You know, that's a good sign that something is wrong.
So right away, I'm like, oh no, something bad has happened.
Are you awake? My computer won't turn on. I'm like, oh, jeez. So I woke up from work that morning, and I knew you were still asleep. I sent you a text. I was like, hey, I'll call you later, and we'll figure out what's wrong with your computer. So it just, your computer would not turn on. It was making a weird noise. You got no picture. And I was like, okay, well, based on what you're telling me, I think your video card's bad, but you need to open up the case and see if you could, like, figure out exactly where this sound is coming from. Well, you couldn't open the case. So I was actually home this weekend.
I'm not going to lie. I am not a very hardware-savvy guy at all.
So I got home this weekend, and I took it apart, and I listened, and yes, I isolated it to a sound coming from the video card, and something in it got shot. So I was like, you need a video card. And you're like, fuck. So then I was going to go out with some friends that night, and you'd actually gotten the video card, but I was going to install it when I got back either that night or the next morning. And then I get another text message from you. My Xbox has just red ringed.
Oh, it was a trying week.
Right after you got your first achievement in Vegas, your Xbox froze, you tried to turn it on, and red ringed. So you had no computer and no Xbox.
I literally just sat there.
The funny thing is, you had a PS3.
Well,
did you play it?
No, I wanted to play New Vegas. When you're dead set on playing one game, it's very hard to play something else. You know that.
Don't
turn this into an anti-PS3.
I'm not. I'm sorry. At that point, I was kind of three sheets to the wind because I was out that night, and I just found it endlessly hilarious.
Right. The whole time, I'm literally just sitting there waiting for you to come home.
But, you know, the moral of the story is you got a pretty nice new video card, and you have a new Xbox Slim.
Yeah, I also have a lot less money.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm furious. The weird thing was, like, I was complaining about this on Twitter about how my Xbox broke, and that's bullshit, basically. And, like, Microsoft support starts following me on Twitter and talking to me, like, here's the troubleshooting fact, you know? I'm like, first off, I'm just kind of creeped out, because, like, I can't vent anymore on the internet without, like, people finding me. It's like that time I called Harry Knowles like a dumb fat bastard on Twitter. And next thing I knew,
got into a conversation.
Next thing I knew, he was like, he replied to me, and I felt bad. Damn, God. But I mean, you know, I'm just mad. I mean, I guess we all know now that the original Xbox was a piece of shit. Not the original Xbox, the original Xbox 360.
Right.
But. So now I have the Slim. Hopefully it won't break. I'm transferring my... Of course, I didn't have the transfer cable for the hard drives for a very long time. I kept...
Mine's right here.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So today I finally bought one. Right now it's transferring right now.
Where'd you get it at?
At GameStop. I don't know. What do you want?
No, that's what I was just wondering.
I just want to be done with this. I can trade in the hard drive. I'll get my old Xbox fix. I'll trade that in somewhere. Sell it on eBay. So I didn't play very much of New Vegas, basically.
Okay. How about you? I only played a few hours. I've been strangely busy this week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's awesome.
It's very Fallout-y, I'm sure.
Here's the thing. It's very easy to write a review of this game. Did you like Fallout 3?
Right.
You will like this. Did you not like Fallout 3? Don't play this. And that's all there is to it. I mean, it's Fallout 3 in a new setting, new story. Some new items, some new systems to the game, but pretty much plays the same. And I'm fine with that.
What stats did you pick? What was your main stat?
Perception.
See, I feel like you have to go with intelligence just because that gives you more skill points per level, which seems important.
Right. Well, I got a perk, actually, that gives me more skill points per level as well.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm playing kind of the same character I play in 3, which is the stealthy intelligence sniper.
Oh. I
just like playing that character who is really good at repairing and science and things like that.
Is the game autosave?
Yes.
Do you think? I wonder if I actually have a save file I can continue from, so I have to make my character again at least. We'll see.
Yeah, but some of the new things they've added, they've expanded crafting a lot in the game actually. Because there's like the workbenches, which have like still the recipes, but then also workbenches are where you could create a lot of energy ammo and energy weapons. You could also create repair kits. So, like, you know how usually you repair something by just mashing it together with a similar items?
Right.
Now you could just have kits that could just repair something.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
On its own. You just have to build them with, like, scrap metal and scrap electronics and wonder glue and a wrench and stuff like that.
There's also a reload bench, which is where you could build and break apart ammo. Because there's actually ammo types in the game now. So there's like armor piercing ammo and hollow point rounds. So like you could have a bunch of 9mm ammo, break it apart, and then have the right components to rebuild it into armor piercing 9mm ammo. Or if you even just have the spare parts, you could make ammo. The final thing is there's campfires where you can actually do like some cooking. So if you have like, you know, like some different plants and like some rad scorpion glands, you can make like a healing item or something like that.
One question I have. Well, have you done very much of like partner stuff or anything like that?
I haven't gotten any yet, actually.
Do you want to do stuff like that, you think? I kind of like being a lone guy.
My style of playing the game is a loner.
Right.
So not, I really wouldn't want to, but I'd be curious to see how it worked. Like, having the dog worked well.
Sure, the dog's
fine. That was about it. But yeah, I just haven't gotten far enough, I think, to get one.
You're not doing hardcore mode, are you?
No.
It teases you with it.
It just doesn't appeal to me. It's like, why do I want to make this game more frustrating to play? It wouldn't be more fun to me, you know?
It promises you something. You'll get something cool if you beat it like this. I'm like, yeah. I wonder what it is.
Probably an achievement.
No, I'm sure it's more than that.
I don't know.
I hope so, but who knows? Maybe not. That'd be pretty pissed off.
That might be a thing for, like, a second playthrough that, like, I just want, like... Because right now, I just want to play and enjoy the game, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
And there's enough stuff coming out that I like, this, like, Fallout 3, I play that game for 200 hours. Mm-hmm. And this game probably will last me that long, but there's a lot of other stuff to play right now, so I don't need it to take 300 hours.
Sure. Fair enough. Tell me about Super Meat Boy.
Okay.
What is it? It's a platformer.
Super Meat Boy is part of why I haven't played a lot of Fallout. Because I keep playing this game. I can't get away from it. Okay. You played N+.
Yeah.
That is my closest point of comparison.
Hmm.
You know, you start in a level, you have to go save Bandage Girl. And you do kind of like the Mega Man style hop off of walls thing, and there's a run button. And that's pretty much it. You just have to navigate these environments.
So it's just a very pure platformer.
And it's awesome. Like, it's just something about the way everything is tuned. It's perfect.
Hmm.
And here's the thing. You will die a lot. I mean a lot. But you will never be mad at the game itself. It's always you, you know, because the controls are so good. Also, what it does really well is, like, when you die, you're just right back to where you were. You go. There's not any downtime, which could have killed this game, you know?
Right. Aren't there unlockable characters or something?
Yeah, the one I've unlocked so far is actually the guy from Bit Trip Runner.
Interesting.
And yeah, well, what it is there's hidden warp zones throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find the warp zone, you do three levels. You only have three attempts on each one of the three. But each of the warp zones takes on a graphical style of some old school era of gaming, which is kind of funny because they're mostly Nintendo inspired. Like, there's the Game Boy warp zone. There was the Bit Trip warp zone. I did like an NES warp zone. Like, I mean, they're really cool, and it completely changes everything about the game: the graphics, the sound effects. Just, you know, the controls remain the same.
Isn't Tim a character?
Wait,
Bray Tim.
Oh, possibly.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, this game has it's like all the indie games are like part of this. Like, there's levels that are inspired by Cannibalt. Yeah, you know, that running game on the iPhone. And yeah, I mean, it's great. The story is actually kind of fun. The cutscenes, I mean, the story, quote unquote, it's the guy keeps stealing your girlfriend. You're trying to stop him. But they're funny, well-made cutscenes that go between each world. The boss fights are actually really cool. And by boss fight, I mean, they're basically just like a platforming challenge where there's something giant chasing you while you're doing it. It's just a really good game. Like, you know, it's just that. As far as like a gameplay experience goes, this is one of the best.
Well, then, I guess I'll have to try.
Also, something cool, too, is when you beat a level, you get to see your replay, and you can save your replays. But it'll do the replay of every playthrough attempt you had. So if you died, like, 100 times on a level and finally beat it, and you watch the replay, there will be 100 little Super Meat Boys running around, and you'll see each of them, like, die off.
Oh.
So, like, it's like becomes part of it. Like, it actually is what keeps you going when you're stuck on a level, because you think to yourself, well, at least my replay is going to look freaking sweet when I finish this.
I guess so.
And then I was really pissed, actually, because I just started playing the trial. And I got through the trial, and every level has a Dark World variant, which is just, like, that level, but, like, 100 times more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I was playing the Dark Level variant of the last level in the demo. Took me an hour. Literally an hour. And when I beat it, I did have a sweet-ass replay that I wanted to save. And, of course, saving is only something you do in the full game. So that's why I bought the full game. Yeah. But it didn't let me save the replay after all. I was so mad.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Did you just try again?
I haven't gotten to that level yet in the full game. Like, the demo is, like, levels from all over the place.
Oh.
But, yeah, and like I said, it's $10 before November 21st, and it's easily worth that. It would have been worth the 15. Like, this game is awesome. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to play it. It's just phenomenal. And it's going to have, like, the whole high score thing, because everything's timed. So, like, you know, the leaderboards and everything, like we kind of had with Geo Wars 2, might happen again. It's just phenomenal.
Well, then, I'll take your word for it. Guess okay. I'll try it. All right, then. You play anything else?
I played some NBA Jam with you.
Oh, that's right. You had fun?
It's incredibly fun.
It is. Now, don't you think that if you got another version, you would kind of miss the motion control a little bit?
I was trying to think, because they did confirm that the console version is $50 and it is a disc and everything. I don't know.
I'm telling you, those motion controls are kind of a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, it is fun. They do work pretty well. But yeah, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised at how much of a good time I was having while playing. It's just fun.
There you go. I mean, you know, there's not much to say about it. It's very pure, and it's NBA right. Jam. We're playing as Team ESPN.
Yes.
Anything else?
That's it for me, I think.
I don't have much else.
You played Kirby.
I didn't get to play Kirby yet.
Oh, you haven't played it yet?
No.
Oh.
It's cool. I mean, I played 83.
Right.
You like it?
I haven't played it.
Oh, I thought you said you had.
That's why I was asking you.
I guess we're not talking about it then.
All right, then.
Whoops. Yeah, I got nothing else to talk about. You know, I did the Uncharted 2 that one day when it was the anniversary of the game, so I could get that right. skin. That was fun. I just like playing Uncharted 2 again.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think in the lifetime of the show, I've gushed about Uncharted 2 enough.
Probably.
I think I even found a way to bring it into this episode earlier somehow. Well, then, I guess we'll do real releases.
Okay.
This was the last week's releases now. We had Fallout New Vegas for PC, PS3, and 360. Of course, Super Meat Boy. EA Sports MMA for 360 and PS3. Vanquish for PS3 and 360. Vanquish looks kind of sweet, doesn't it?
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it. It got a 9.0 from GameSpot. Yeah. Wow.
I kind of want this.
I just feel like this game came out of nowhere.
It kind of did. I kind of want this.
Yeah.
Costume Quest for PS3 and 360. Arcania Gothic 4, PC. Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2 for 360 and PS3. These games actually have quite a following.
Yes. People like them.
Kirby's Epic Yarn. Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi Tag Team for PSP. I always love all these anime fighting games. Saw 2 Flesh and Blood for PS3 and 360. Pro Evolution Soccer 2011, 360 and PS3, DJ Hero 2, PS3, Wii and 360, and Nailed for PC, apparently.
Alright.
Well then, I guess that's it.
Quick and dirty show.
It's quick. We did what we had to do.
Indeed.
Alright, well, thanks for listening. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, or you can. That doesn't sound like right. I guess it's a good sentence, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but when I said it, it sounded weird. Like, that's not a sentence. But now it totally sounds like a sentence. Or you can follow us on Twitter.com at Twitter/ExplodingBarrel. You can also see us at the iTunes Music Store and at the Zoom Marketplace. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of us. Wait, what? Bye.
You just started to repeat
I was about to say it again. okay, I'm going. Bye.